Welcome to Inside the Manny podcast. This is episode zero. And I'm sat today with my friend, Jeff.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
I'm fine. I'm good. This is all very exciting. Slightly different to what will happen in the future in that there are no guests. It's just yourself and me. And if you don't mind, from now on, I will call you Producer Jeff.
I like that. So yeah, just to explain, Matt is the one with the beautiful, sonorous voice. So you'll be hearing Matt as the host or the talent of the podcast. And I'm going to be generally sitting in the background with microphones and taking notes and holding the stopwatch in the background as the producer. And Matt's got the nicer voice, as we say. But
you smooth talking.
You're the smooth talker.
So this has been a project long time in waiting. I remember talking about doing something like this many moons ago in the Caffeneon in Nehori, when you used to live in Nehori.
That's right. Yeah, Nehori is a small village in the Mani where we both used to live quite close together. I remember that. A few beers.
Just a few. For people who know me, just a few.
Talking about
moderation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, so there's probably people listening to this and going, yeah, what the hell? Who are these two random guys? Give me the elevator pitch, Matt. What is Inside the Manny?
Okay, well, for anyone who's very, very new to the area, may not have come across what I used to do for a job, which was produce an annual magazine along with a few guidebooks and walking books called Inside the Manny, and I did that from 2004 until 2020 when the kind of lockdowns and everything put an end to that side of the business. Thoroughly enjoyable experience, met loads of people, learnt a lot, and it was a great shame when it had to close. So I'm trying to give a rebirth to Inside the Manny, but not in the old format of magazines and guidebooks, but in podcasts and the new website.
You're underselling yourself a little bit, because it was quite a thing, your magazine, Inside the Manny. And this was back in the day when people kind of engaged with print media, wasn't it?
They did.
It was a different time. And but I always, I remember probably before I knew you, seeing the magazine around. And it was kind of the only thing of any depth, of any kind of quality, that gave this sort of a guide to the Manny, all different types of content. And you know a lot about the Manny because you've covered it in this magazine for many, many years. And as you said, the COVID era kind of killed a lot of things. And then this is a rebirth, isn't it? A continuation.
Absolutely, yeah. And what I just stumbled across back in the magazine days without realizing was who the magazine and the guidebooks would appeal to. And it was a real mixture of people. It was either people who lived here full-time, it was people who had holiday homes here, and it was your casual two-week tourist. All seemed to get something out of each issue, which was very, very pleasing. And so the aim is to repeat that sort of cross-spectrum of people who, for whatever reason, feel connected to this fantastic area, will come back and get involved with the websites and listen to the podcasts.
Yeah, and we talked about this a lot in planning, and the podcast is kind of a bolt-on to what you were doing before, but it's also covering a different aspect and a different type of content that you weren't doing before. So we talked about the podcast being, we talked about different titles like People of the Manny or stories of the money. So I think very much the idea is that, you know, we want to get beyond this holiday brochure sort of view of the money and dig in a little bit to the people, the stories. And because there's a lot of stories, isn't there, to tell in the money?
There are an awful lot of stories. And the whole point is, really, it's just like other podcasts give the guest a much longer opportunity to tell their story as opposed to a 2-minute soundbite on the evening news. I mean, so, you know, we've talked about this. We're kind of hoping it'll be a certain length, so that will enable a certain amount of depth that we can extract from the guest to make it as interesting as possible for our listeners.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. What can go wrong?
What could go wrong? This is a brilliant plan. Okay, so, yeah, we don't want to make this pilot episode too long because it's just me and you talking and we're not very interesting. The guests are much more interesting. But let's go into our superhero origin stories. When foreigners think about Greece, Mani isn't really one of the first regions that's come up. So you kind of have to have a reason to come to this place. It's not screaming from the the tourism press, but it's an amazing place that a lot of you will be familiar with. So how did you end up here in the first place, Matt?
That's very, very simple, and it's a fairly common story, actually. It's all down to my parents. They were both big Greekophiles and loved exploring all parts of Greece. They stumbled across the Mani, and in the end bought themselves a little holiday home in Stupa, which was probably, must have been the late 80s. So therefore, free holidays.
Oh, nice.
Free holidays from the age of, I don't know, 18, 19 onwards. Until it got to a point where I'd sort of run out of steam of things that I wanted to do in England, and there was this house that for most of the year was empty. So I persuaded my parents to let me go and live in it. So life was great. And the reason I came was because in the autumn of 1999, rather than doing my usual summer visit, which could be 2 weeks or sometimes it was even 6 weeks, I couldn't make it. I was working as a teacher in the UK. But I thought, I've got to have my fix. I've got to have my fix of this place. So I came out in October, where I saw a completely different side to the area. The tourist season had virtually come to an end. The olive harvest season had just started beginning. Everybody that I knew locally had more free time. So I immediately went back home, bought my first ever car at the age of 32, filled it with all my belongings, which weren't many, drove out in time for Christmas of 1999, and I've lived here ever since.
Wow. Party like it's 1999.
Well, of course, yeah, the big fear was that all the planes were going to fall out of the sky, weren't they, at the end of the year.
We're old enough to remember that, yeah. Wow, so you kind of made a decision that I'm not coming back. It had the Mani by that time got its claws into you, and like,
well, as I said, I thought I was so bowled over by the autumn. I thought, well, I've got to see a full year. I've got to see the winter. Right. I've got to see the winter move into spring. And it was all good. It very much, each season was different to the other. And slowly, I began to realise, yeah, I can live here permanently. I mean, that wasn't necessarily the plan when I drove out. But proof is in the pudding.
Still here.
26 years later, and I'm still here. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a really common story for a lot of people. I think a lot of people, you know, they come here for the first time, and then they end up buying a house and end up living here. And there is a certain demographic, you know, some of these might be retirees or whatever, but it's certainly not an uncommon story that people will have not heard of this place and then they end up living here for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely, producer Jeff. And in my 26 years, I've noticed a change in those demographics, in that initially it was kind of bohemians and sort of adventure seekers who were coming here. Then tourism developed, and on the back of that, people suddenly thought, wow, what a great place, I'll buy a house. And largely they were retired people. And then subsequent to that, there's been another wave of much younger people coming who are just passing through, and something happens, and even if they're just in a camper van, you know, and they don't buy a house, they stay. And this is something new, and it's changing the area for the better, I'd say. It's more varied, it's more mixed, including the variety of nationality.
Mm.
So, but it's still not, you know, we don't want to give the impression that it's now, you know, sort of rammed full of people who have come to live here. It's still, you still get the feeling that you're living in a very special community, that everybody who's there is there for more or less the same reason, in that there's something about the area that just grips them.
Yeah, we're talking about the reasons why people come here. Why am I here? Why is Jeff the producer here? Well, I'm from England. We're both from England. And I always felt from an early age that I wanted to escape the grey skies of England. And anyway, long story short, I was going to go and live in Spain. The business was doing well. And then I met a Greek girl in London and ended up here in Greece. Mm. So stayed here, and I have a son here now, and he grows up here. So I've got no reason to go back, really. And so I'm here. This is home. This is home to me now.
And have we mentioned you're now in Kalamata? You're not in Nehori anymore, right?
Well, strictly speaking, I am outside the Mani.
Oh, producer Jeff gets sacked on episode one.
But if you look at the map, it's literally about a kilometre, because the border for the Mani starts just after the little shop. So I'm actually really close to the Mani, and where we met for the first time, Matt, was in when I was living in the Mani. So I lived in the Mani for 2 or 3 years. I still travel to the Mani pretty much every week, or if not every 2 weeks, because with the extended family. So yeah, I do have some Mani qualifications.
I was only joking.
So that's how we both got here. Let's talk about the podcast. What is the ethos? What are people going to get out of listening to this podcast that they wouldn't get from anywhere else?
Well, I think we've talked about this, haven't we? And the aim is actually in the name of the brand. It's providing listeners with a greater insight into the people who live in the area. And that will include, we hope, a whole variety of nationalities, including locals, obviously, who have a variety of interests, stories, jobs, anything that's slightly unusual. We just want to hear their stories in this format, because it's just suited to it. It's a lot easier than produce going back to the print format, where, you know, it would end up being a Q&A sort of article, which takes too long to read.
Well, people don't read anymore as well.
And yeah, how do they read it? They read it on the smartphones. It just doesn't really work. So yeah, that's the aim. Variety and insight, I would say, are the two keywords that will be driving the content of the future podcasts. Do you agree?
Yeah, and you know, something we haven't said, you know, I started coming here 2011, I think, in the manner. You've been here since 2004. No, hang on, what did you say? You've been coming here since the 80s.
The 80s, yeah, when Mum and Dad bought the house, yeah.
You've been doing the magazine, so you've been like decades. And so both of us have, you know, met a lot of very interesting people, had interesting experiences here. And what we didn't want to do is just make a travel guide. And so the episodes we're planning are going to be mostly interviews. And then, you know, we hope to be doing other types of episodes as well, which we will keep top secret. But generally an interview format show. Something we haven't mentioned and is really important is there might be some people listening to this, Matt, saying, why are two slightly aging English blokes sitting here putting themselves forward as experts on everything about the Mani? Isn't Mani in Greece? Why aren't two Greeks doing it? What's your take? We've talked about this, so I just like to get it on the podcast so people understand our perspective about, you know, being foreigners doing a podcast about the Mani, whereas really you would think it would be Greeks talking about it. So,
I think the answer is fairly simple. It's simply a case of how the questions that we formulate in advance are aimed at the person that we're talking to. So to me, it doesn't really matter what nationality I am. What matters is the nature of the questions that I'm asking the person that I'm talking to. And as I said, variety is key. So it would be very wrong to give the impression that this is some kind of expat club that excludes any locals. I mean, we've talked about, you know, local residents that we both know, and they're on our hit list. Yeah, it's the nationality of you and me, I see as being irrelevant.
Yeah, what I wanted to get at as well is that very much this is something for the future. We haven't worked out how this is going to happen. But we also want to be conducting interviews in Greek. But it's going to have to be another member, because my Greek is Betsy Ketsy. Your Greek is probably a bit better than mine. But I think for someone to fully express themselves who didn't speak much English, it would be better to do that as a fully Greek episode. But we've got to bear in mind that most of our listenership will be in English. So at some point we'll probably do two versions of a podcast, if we're talking to a native Greek speaker, one a translated one and one for the Greekies, because 100%, Matt, we don't want to be this, like, you know, couple of expat vibes giving our opinion about, you know, everything Greek. One of the things about me coming here was to try to learn the language, was try to do as much immersion into the Greek culture, because I think if you don't, then you're kind of missing most of the experience. And I think that's something we both share in that sense, would you say?
Yeah, yep. Reiterate again, that is the driving force behind the podcast, is to give a voice to anybody, but including local Greeks, to be able to tell their stories, because there are some great ones out there. And okay, the language issue will cross that bridge when we come to it, which hopefully will be fairly soon.
Yep, working on it. Working on it. All right, do we want to tell people what's coming up? So we'll be talking to some business owners. We'll be talking to people who've moved and lived here. You know, people with interesting lives and jobs and reasons for coming here.
But equally, we also will be talking to somebody who's run the local Caffeineon in a mountain village for 40 years, because they will have equally, if not more, interesting stories to tell our listeners.
There you go. That's enough for them, isn't it? To give them a feel of what they're going to get. Any closing words from you, Matt?
Only that I'm very excited about the whole project. I'm looking forward to meeting our guests, who we've already started lining up. And finally, I'd like to give a big shout out to a couple of other friends, Joe and Martin, who have been very helpful in getting involved in the rebirth of Inside the Manny.
Thanks. We'll see you on the next one.